We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi. It's Tuesday, May 6th, 2025, and I'm here to bring you today's top headlines. Let's start off with some national news. President Trump has issued an executive order to end federal funding for public broadcasting. The targets for this order are CBP, which stands for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, PBS, NPR, and 1,500 other broadcast outlets across the country. The order accuses these outlets of spreading woke content and claims public media funding is outdated. Critics say this move is illegal and politically motivated. PBS President Paula Kerger called it, quote, blatantly unlawful, end quote, while Senator Dick Durbin warned it threatens press freedom. CBP, a nonprofit created by Congress, has filed a lawsuit against Trump over board member firings and maintains that the president has no authority to defund it. Some downstate stations rely on federal money for more than half their funding, and advocates are warning that rural communities could lose vital news coverage. Congress may ultimately decide the outcome, especially if Trump seeks to cancel already approved funding. In the meantime, public broadcasters are preparing legal challenges and ramping up public support. Next, President Trump's administration said yesterday it would pay $1,000 to immigrants in the United States illegally to voluntarily return to their home country. The Department of Homeland Security announced its plans to pay for travel for immigrants who opt to voluntarily deport themselves. They have already booked a ticket to Honduras for one immigrant. The Trump administration put mass deportation of immigrants at the forefront of its campaign policies and is now turning towards self-deportation as it continues this endeavor. The Department of Homeland Security said it costs just over $17,000 to arrest, detain, and remove someone from the United States, far more than it costs to buy a plane ticket for those who self-deport. Programs similar to Trump's self-deportation plan existed in places like Germany and Bosnia in the 1990s and generally failed. Now, let's take a look at some state news. On Wednesday, two Democratic leaders in the Illinois Senate openly disagreed on a proposal to allow community colleges to offer specific four-year bachelor's degree programs. The proposal from Governor J.B. Pritzker would grant community colleges the authority to offer bachelor's degrees in some high-demand fields. The debate took place between Senate Executive Committee Chair Christina Castro of Elgin and Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford of Westchester during a hearing on a bill that would increase state funding for universities. During this hearing, Lightford appeared with a panel of university presidents from across Illinois, all of whom supported the funding proposal and opposed the Community College Baccalaureate Plan. Castro posed a question to this panel, quote, if students are really the focus, why are you guys opposed to the four-year baccalaureate degrees? End quote. Lightford attempted to justify her position by expressing her belief that the community college proposal would draw students away from already struggling universities. During the exchange, Lightford called the baccalaureate proposal, quote, your bill, end quote, to Castro. Castro is not listed as a sponsor or co-sponsor of the Senate version of the bill. Castro clarified this, stating, quote, to be fair, it is the governor's bill. This is one of his initiatives that he has been working on, end quote. To round us out, here's what's happening in CU. The Fighting Illini Men's Golf Program will host the NCAA Urbana Regional at Atkins Golf Club beginning next week. The competition will begin Monday, May 12th and extend to May 14th. 13 programs and 10 individual golfers will compete at the regional for a chance to compete in the 2025 NCAA Championship. The Fighting Illini are ranked at the 14th seed nationally and are the number 3 seed in the region. The team will face off with other top programs, number 2 Oklahoma State, number 10 North Carolina, number 23 Texas Tech, and number 26 Long Beach State. Other competitors include Illinois State and Marquette, ranked at 136 and 47, respectively. The individuals are competing from various universities whose team as a whole did not make it into the regional. The Fighting Illini will only compete as a team. The Illini are in search of their 7th regional championship under head coach Mike Small. Under Small, the team has qualified for each of the last 17 regionals. The five low-scoring teams and lowest-scoring individual will move on to the championship in Carlsbad, California, on the North Course at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa from May 23rd to 28th. And lastly, registration for the Champaign Park District Pickleball Tournament ended yesterday at 11:55 p.m. The tournament will be held at the Champaign Park District Outdoor Complex May 17th to 18th. The registration fee was $45 per person. Each team will play at least four games, with the top four teams in each division participating in the bracket. In case of inclement weather, the tournament will be canceled and teams will receive a refund. The full schedule of matches will be released May 8th. And that's the scoop. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out thedailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Emily Huffman, Peter Hansen, Sean Farnsley, Maeve Keeley, and Zaina Qureshi. From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi.